I often find it hard to stay settled on the breath. Though I've been meditating for some time, my mind does not seem to focus well. When things are quote-unquote going well, I feel a sense of joy, but my mind jumps from topic to topic quickly, as though excited it's going well. And therein lies a tale. When things aren't going well, my mind shifts into work mode, trying to fix the situation and bring the joy back. This results in a lot of tension in my face and long, difficult sittings. Do you have any advice? I just try to relax a bit, relax and enjoy the practice. You know, it's that, because oftentimes, I mean, the thing is we actually are committed to practice. Learn to trust yourself, because we are committed. We are, you know, we're highly motivated, and sometimes that gets in the way. Just being too motivated, too dutiful, too concerned with the details, and just learn how to relax into the practice, and then you'll start to balance yourself anyway, because there's that sense, so there's a commitment to that training already. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But there is a tendency to make it more burdensome than it needs to be. Reminds me of an Ajahn Chah story. One time when I was actually when Ajahn Sumedho had gone to England to establish the monasteries there. And when Ajahn Chah took Ajahn Sumedho to England and the first time, and when Ajahn Chah came back to Thailand, he told Ajahn Sumedho, stay here for 5 years, don't come back to Thailand. And so he took that seriously, and as much as he missed Thailand, missed Ajahn Chah, then he waited for 5 years and then made plans to come for a visit to Thailand. So then people started to hear about him coming. Some people joined him, and one person who was a sculptor wanted to send a gift to Ajahn Chah through Ajahn Sumedho, and so that he made a sculpture of, say, a Buddha image, a Buddha statue, and then it was about that high, and so Ajahn Sumedho, when he arrived and paid respects, and then he opened up this gift and offered it to Ajahn Chah, and then Ajahn Chah set it on a little table next to him. And the image was of a meditating Buddha, but kind of very upright, very upright. And Ajahn Chah, and the word for a Westerner is a furung in Thai. So then Ajahn Chah sort of came, from time to time he was chatting with Ajahn Sumedho, and the others were there. From time to time he'd look over and see this image, and then finally he smiled and said, "That's really a furung Buddha." He said, "Look how tense he is." that sense of getting that balance of relaxing and being diligent. And so we have to play with that, work with that. But I think one of the things that to actually really trust yourself.